Okay, we are holding now in Simon Ayin Beis. Begins the Mechaber in Sif Alf Nose Hamita Vechilufehin Vechilufei Chilufehin. Those who are carrying the coffin and those who are going to replace them, and those who are going to replace those who replaced the first group, right? The three sets, the carrying, the first replacements, and the second replacements. Bein Osam Shehem Lifne Hamita, Bein Osam Shehem Achre, where those who are in front of the actual coffin itself, where those who are behind it, Me'achre Shalom. Shalomita, those who are behind it, Tzarech Bahem, Paturim. If they're needed, then they are part of saying Shema. Vashar HaMalvin, those who are other ones who are coming with, Esame She'en Lamita Tzarech Bahem Chayavim, and those who are needed, I said it backwards, those who are, let me correct myself, those who are not needed are Chayav. If you're needed for the mace and you're Osi B'mitzos, then you are Paturim. If you're not needed, you are in fact going to be Chayav. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, those who are going to replace those replace them. There's going to be time for those who are behind them to yes read. While the first ones are reading it, nevertheless, even though technically there's time, they are going to be exempt. Why? Because it could come out that sometimes it happens. They're quickly going to need to replace them. They're tired right away. You can't, you're in the middle of it. You can't stop. So therefore, you shouldn't start because you might need a split second notice to come and replace them. Again, the chilik is if they are needed or they're not needed. So in Sivkat and Beis, Behem Kigon, Be'ir Sheyeshba Chavura Hamuz. You have a chaver kedusha that's designated for this purpose. Everybody has a chafetz, a desire to participate in the zechus of this mitzvah. So kulam peturim. Then everyone there who is potentially ready to carry the aron is potter. Mikrishma lefi sheheim trudim tirdas mitzvah. They're osek b'mitzvah at this point. Vafil harachoykim mehamita. Even those who are distant from it, b'malkam she'ein chavura muzumenes l'kach, and you don't have a chevah kedisha that takes care of this, hasmuch nemita patur. And those who are right next to it are going to be exempt from saying shema because they're needed. Levishaderech lezakosa b'hamitzvah kesheyichbad al hanosim. When it gets too heavy for them who are carrying it, they have people who come in and relieve them, and then they take over. But those who are far away, who are not going to be called in to come replace those to carry the aron, they are chayav because they're not going to be asked to assist. Again, so if you are exempt, if you are close by, you are potter. If you're far away, you are chayav. So in Gimel it says chayavim. B'kriya Shema, they are obligated to say the Shema. V'af al-pi Havas hameis hu bichla gemilas chasadim. You know, even walking with the mita itself is a tremendous mitzvah to do. Gemilas chasadim hu min hatorah. That's also a din doraisa to do chesed. Mikol makom. Nevertheless, heim einam trudim. They're not necessarily, you know, occupied right now so much. Klal v'yachol likros pasuk rishon bekavana uva'amida. You could stop, stand still, and say the first pasuk of Shema. I think we pointed out earlier that we learned that out from Lech Lecha, that Avram Avinu, you have to be standing still. It's, I think it's a Tanchuma on Parshas Lech Lecha. You have to stand still for the first pasuk. That you have to say. Then you can walk. Lech Lecha. Then you can start moving once you're makabel on yourself. O Malchus Shemayim. Continues now. V'shark. Kishahim halchim, right? The rest when you're walking, ava peturin mitzafila, but you're going to be exempt from these people who are being malava the mace are going to be exempt from davening. Kemosh kosev simin kufav. It's going to be explained later on. Okay, sif beis ein motzien es hameis samach lekriyasma. You shouldn't start the funeral procession right now when it's close to the time of Shema. She'ein shaz lahotzio lekavro. Is there not going to be enough time to take the mace out and to bury them? Kodem shiagia zman krishma, before you reach the time of Shema. Vim hischilu, but if they are started already, lahotzia emas mafsikin kedei likros. You don't stop. Once you started, then you're not going to stop in order to do the to say Shema. Dalid in the Mishnah Berurah, ein motzi, you shouldn't start. Vim kvar higia zman krishma, if the time already for Shema has arrived, yesh lehem lehis achir zman shiuchu l'sha'ir shekvar his palu roif hakal. They should try to set this up in a way that the majority of people have already davened. In the Dirshu, they point out midin ze loma le'il. We learned earlier shekos ve'stam, right? Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos shepeturim mikriyashma, that they're exempt. So also lehem lehaschil lichtov kishigi zman krishma. Again, you're not allowed to start when the mitzvah deraisa of Shema comes. Then says the Mishnah Berurah vegam shenoyse hamita kvar kor lispal. But they've already davened kar hispalu. Hey, es hames, afilu adam choshev, even for an adam choshev, de le'inyin zeh, leikab is manenu, adam choshev, lahakel ayideh zeh. That we don't have a person of that level of stature nowadays, that we would delay on behalf of them. Sivkat in Vav, kishigi is man, right? Once it started, you shouldn't do this. Mistimus Lashona, from the, you know, the way it just said stam without specifying, it's mashma, dechein hadin, the same thing would apply, bekriya shema shel arvis, same thing by the shema at the nighttime. Uladina, lemaisa, we paskin, heskima hachronim lahakil b'shel arvis. No, we are actually makil once the zman is started for marv. Why? Lefishi. If you're not going to bury them today, Yavro Allo Solon, the prohibition of having a dead body overnight. Right? You could daven after the burial has happened. To bury them on that day itself. If you're not going to bury them before the Shkia. If it came, there was a delay now, and now it's dark already. So in that case, so then they really should daven first and then start the levaya. However, in Zion, if they already began, it was the zman for Shema, but they began the levaya filu achar shehigiyaz man kriyashma. It's right after the time of that. Shema has already started. Ches ein maf sikim. We're not going to stop them. Pirush ha'am shetzriichim lasei samita. The people who are needed to carry the mita, the aron. Afilu im yavar al yidei zeh zman kriyashma. By doing this, this mitzvah of this chesed shel emes of occurring, accompanying the nifter, they're going to now miss the zman of shema de kavuras meisim d'var Torah. That's a din d'oraisa. Aval elu she'ein lemita tzorich v'hem. But those who we are not needed for the actual carrying of the coffin, chayav m'likros take if they have to do it immediately. Afal pi she'ish adayin oy chos. Even they have more time, they have to do it right now because the zman has set in. Okay, gimel mechaber ha'am ha'oiskim behesved. Those who are taking care of the eulogies, bizman shahames mutlifnehem, while the arn is there in front of them, nishmatim echad echad v'korin umispalim. Then they should slip out one by one, say the shema and daven. Ein hames mutlifnehem, when it's not in front of them, heim korin umispalim v'onein yoshe v'domim. They sit and daven, and the onein sits quietly, does not respond amen, because we'll see amen implies that the onein was chayiv in that bracha, and therefore he's answering amen to it. Where's that gimel? I'm sorry, Tess. Sivkat and Tess. Nishmatim, they slip out. She'ef shar shikru kan eitzel hamis. Because we learn it's loig l'rash. You're not allowed to do it in front of the dead body. So it's because mishum loig l'rash. It means like, you know, you're mocking the dead. Umispam le davin. Harbe poiskim cholkin. Many men poiskim argue on this. Usvir lehu and they hold the following. Dehe keilu inyan tefila b'meis mutu lefnehem. Kevin she tefila hu dirabonin. This is a din dirabonin. The one who's doing this should not stop to daven. Because even by Shema, which is on this more higher level than davening, there is at least a Yeshoimrim that says that a part of this. I'm Betur Beis Yosef who will elaborate on this. Yud Aleph, that the onin sits there and is domim, like the pasuk says, Vayidom Aron, Aron was silent. Ein onim achrayim klum, should not say anything after them. Mitam shnizbayer besimin ayin off, because we learned earlier that an onin is potter from the mitzvos, and therefore he doesn't say amen, because amen, as we said, would imply that they were actually chayiv in this bracha. Okay, Dalad. Kovru es ames. Once they've buried the nifter, the chazru ha'aveilim lekabel tanchumen, and now the aveim are going to receive the tanchumen, hamakim yinachim eschem, v'chol ha'am holchin achareihem mimakam hakever lemakam sha'omdim sham ha'aveilim lasos shura. The whole people walk with them and they make a line. They make on two sides of the aveilim, they walk through the shura, lekabel tanchumen, and the people respond. It says to the veil as they're walking through the shur, the line, Hamakim Nachim Eschem, Im Yecholdim Ha'am Haschil V'ligmor Afilu Pasuk Echod Korim Shigia L'shura. If the people are able to begin and finish even one Pasuk before they get to them in the line, Yaschil, then they should yes begin. Ve'im Lav Lo Yaschil. If they're not going to be able to finish it, then they should not. They should not start at all. Adds the Ramon on Hagav, Im yesh shahus bayom likros acherkach, right? If there's going to be time afterwards, you're not going to miss the Zman Krishma as a result of this. Sivkat and Yud Beis now, Yaschil, they should begin, if they're going to be able to say the Pasuk, V'yikru kol ma shiuchlu, say as much as you can. Okay. Yud Gimel, this is on the Ramah, it says that if there is time left over afterwards, Avol im yavar zman kriyashma, but there's not going to be time remaining after the Shur in order to say the Shema, Yikru kriyashma techil, then you should say the Shema first in this case, Kevin Shadayin lo hischilu b'mitzvahs tanchumim, because they haven't reached you yet, so then you're not called Osik b'mitzvah yet while you're waiting for them to reach you in the line. The mice, it happens very quickly, but you know, if theoretically you'd be able to do it, then you know, you should do that. In fact, that's what the Mishnah is pointing out. Okay, then the last sif in Ayin Beis is sif hey haomdim b'shura l'nachamot, those who are standing in line waiting to give comfort to those who have just lost one of their relatives, hapanimim shiro and paneha avel paturin, those who are on the inner part, the first spot in the line that they're facing them, they who are seeing the avil and their potter, because I'm saying this, v'achitzonim, those who are beyond them, she'enim roim pnei ha'avil, who are not going to be saying this to them, then therefore they are chayim, they are required to say shema because they're not really going to be giving the tanchumim to the avil, and so there is no concept over here of osik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. That conclude, just to go back, I'll do one deer shoe over here in the beginning, talks about what about a person who's paid for their job? Is that called Oisek B'mitzvah? So he says, Le'inyin Misha Oisek B'mitzvah V'ikr Kavonos L'kabel Schar. Really, they're doing a mitzvah, but they're doing this like as a pernosa. So Kosov La'el, Simon Lamed Ches, Sivkot and Chav Dalad, She'ein Dinaka Oisek B'mitzvah. That's not really called being Oisek B'mitzvah. V'chayv B'mitzvah, therefore you are obligated to do them. Ve'im ein sham achir she'ase es ha-mitzvah elahu, but he's the only one who can do it. His topic bir halach le'el, again, simen ayin, she'efshir she'afili im ikr kavana so l'kabel schar nechshol oisek b'mitzvah. Even though maybe his kavana is for that, that's still called oisek b'mitzvah, im kavana so l'shnehem b'shoveh, but it's half and half. Half is the, you know, half of me wants to do the mitzvah, half of me wants to be able to pay my rent. So kosav sham shedinaka oisek b'mitzvah. So in that case, it is called oisek b'mitzvah. Okay, that concludes Siman Ayin Beis. Next year we'll pick up, we'll be with Ayin Gimel.